الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم وقال تبارك وتعالى يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه من صام رمضان إيمانا وغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه My dearest, respected ulama-i-kiram, my beloved elders, my brothers in Islam, in the ayat I recited in front of you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds the ummah an ayat that we've been hearing often in the month of Ramadan and prior to the month of Ramadan, outlining the goal of Ramadan, the primary objective Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to achieve in this Mubarak month. For which this month has been set aside, special, favored and beloved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and beloved by Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua 2 months prior for this Mubarak month, for the opportunity to witness this Mubarak month. As ta'lim, teaching us the ummah, that something very great is coming. 2 months before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making dua, Allah, let me reach this month and let me witness this month. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us with regards to this month, the objective is to gain the taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to gain that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ultimate, it's the everything. It's what you and I are here for. Everything else is sideline. The objective is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His love and His closeness, the ta'alluq ma'allah. Once a person has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has everything. We hear many akabirin and buzuganidin. And the beautiful poetry they used to sing. Respected friends, that is the reality. Once we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have achieved everything. Afterwards, it does not matter the person has a brick under his head or whether he's in a 5-star or 10-star room that he is spending the night. It really doesn't matter. Because in reality, it is a matter of moments. The entire life that you and I are going through can be summarized moments. We will not realize it here. Here it feels very long. And it feels like it's dragging for some people. For some people it's going very quickly. Old age is coming very fast. The beard is becoming white very fast. What's happening? I'm still feeling young inside, but I'm already old on the outside. Respected friends, that qissa and that story is being told to us all around if we observe our surroundings, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is repeating this story and this lesson everywhere our eyes will gaze, wherever our eyes will settle, at whatever creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala a person glances. If it's the leaf on the tree, then it's telling you a story. Yesterday, I was rolled up, brand new, small little leaf I was. And slowly, slowly, Allah Ta'ala opened me up. Today, I am opened up in all my beauty and glory, the little intricate veins running through me. And tomorrow, I begin shriveling up. And the day after, I am down in the dust. And the beautiful rose from the rose plant will be telling us the same story. All in fast forward so that we can take lesson. That ours might seem much longer. We got so many years in our childhood, and then so many years in our teenagehood, and so many years in adulthood, and then old age comes. It might seem like a long time, but really, respected friends, it is a very, very short time. Very, very short time. The entire lifespan of a person, it won't even match a tenth of a day in the Akhirah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a day is going to be 1,000 years. One day by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by me, Allah Ta'ala is saying, is like 1,000 years that you are counting. Subhanallah. The life span generally 60, 70, 80. A person went beyond that, some people say he's very lucky. But you ask the old man himself, he say, Allah Pak ye mane bhuli gaya, anda chala gaya wo reh gaya. Alhamdulillah, we have people in the family, old people, they're speaking like this. They're tired. They don't want to stay here anymore. Although a person could have what not of the luxuries of this world, a time will come, and the time is coming when a person doesn't want anything to do with it properly. He cannot enjoy his food properly. Everybody is savory, is iftar time, and the poor man can only sip some soup. And that is the only thing he can do. And his toilet is in the bed, the napkin. Allah Ta'ala grant us all afiyah. Allah Ta'ala grant us in a lengthy life with afiyah, which is complete with his worship. And Allah Ta'ala take us away before the old people say, Allah Pak wa inna muhtaj ni bana. Allah Ta'ala take us away before we become helpless and basically requiring everybody's help for the smallest thing. But respected friends, the reality of this life. So what we have to achieve in this life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person has his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is living with his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then dunya is Jannah. Dunya already takes the overtones of Jannah. Because a person sees the hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala everywhere. All the happenings are not just happenings. They are all the planned decree and design of my beloved. Buzhugandhi, some of them used to say, I get very happy when Allah Ta'ala answers my dua. But when Allah Ta'ala doesn't answer my dua, I get even more, I'm ecstatic. Because the first was what I wanted, and the second was what my Allah wanted. Just that. Can we imagine what plane, what stage they are living? Their condition of mind, heart, how they feeling, how they are attuned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reality. Allah ta'ala has created this world, and Allah's system and design and plan is such in this world that his hand is hidden. You will not see it directly, but as you build that ta'aluk with Allah, you will see him everywhere. So respected friends, Allah ta'ala wants us in this Mubarak month. We have a few days left. It's better late than never. Alhamdulillah, whatever we have achieved is great. Not to say that we haven't achieved. Inshallah, thumma inshallah. Allah is very, very loving, very, very grateful. And Allah Ta'ala, more than anyone else, is absolutely aware of how weak you and I are. Respected friends. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person focusing on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just for a while, it is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beloved? A hadith in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with five specialities in this Mubarak month of Ramadan that no other ummah had before. One of these is that the smell that emanates from the fasting person, disgusting. We'll be honest about it, the smell is not nice. Even if the husband goes close to the wife with the fasting smell, she won't say anything. It's not because she doesn't like you or because you don't like her. But it's a natural reaction because the smell that is coming out is not pleasant. But Allah Ta'ala is telling us, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. How we and I, you and I love those beautiful perfumes, those special ones, the ones Woolworths is selling sometimes for 5,000, they're selling for 10,000 also. One woof of it you catch from somebody, hey, this is the, my next wishless item. And you wait for the price to come down a little bit. Special Maaveto, all these lovely smells and the new, the more new perfume came out, you want to know what is the best, what is the latest, what is new in the market. Allah Tabaraka loves the smell that is coming out from you and I, respectively, more than these fake perfumes. Allah Ta'ala takes it better than musk, pure original musk, so expensive. Allah Ta'ala likes the smell that is coming out, this ugly smell, more than musk. Why? Because it is done for Him. A person is, and when there is just even a little bit of struggle for Allah, Allah loves it, respectively. Don't underestimate Allah Ta'ala's love for us, His rahmah and His karam. It's all over, but a person has to just look a little bit. Even in the difficulty, a person will find rahmat. Each person has his own story to tell. I can't bore you with my tales. So respect the friends, wherever they is, but we'll find in it the rahmat and the love and the shafqat of Allah. Even in the test, it could have been so much harder. It could have been so much more difficult. So many things could have gone wrong. Subhanallah. What was meant to go wrong, it went a little bit wrong, then Allah Ta'ala made it all right again. One great alim, I heard him saying this in his bayan, and it really attracted my attention, that we, unfortunately, he's so fickle, you know. Any little thing, tabiyat bagri gayi, something not right. Why the geezer is leaking now? It's Ramzan time now. Now I must sit with a plumber and worry about it. Now, you know, my Quran said, khatam, getting affected. But that is supposed to go hand in hand with you. The difficulty must go in your stride. So sit by the plumber with your Quran Sharif, mashallah. And if it's a non-Muslim, you get a chance to give him da'wat also, mashallah. There's, mashallah, opportunities everywhere. So respected friends, Allah's love, Rasulullah told us, it is 70 times more. I mean, what the 70 in Arabic is not to show you a limit. Too much. More than the love of the mother. The mother's love, although she may shout the child a little bit this way, that way, but she is the first one to have that concern and that worry. What's happening with my child? And she will be the one that will worry the father. You forgot to make appointment. Take him here by this person, that professional, this, that. She's sitting on your case. That's why things are happening in the home. And Allah's love for us, much, much more. Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, looking for ways to pardon us. That is why sometimes we hear one hadith and we say, hey, so strict this hadith, so stern. Amen. What's going to happen? The hadith where Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying Ameen to the curse of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went one step up on the minbar and he said Ameen, second step, third step. And the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was this? Rasulullah said, Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said, that person who finds a month of Ramadan and he does not secure the opportunity to gain the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah, Allah's curse on you. Rasulullah is saying, Ameen. Now, outwardly, it looks very serious. It is serious. But on the opposite, it shows you and I that why will Rahmatul Lil Alameen make an Ameen for a baddu'a like this? It's because it's practically impossible to find yourself in the month of Ramadan and you don't secure the forgiveness of Allah. It's like a person taking a plunge into the ocean and he says, I never get wet. What's wrong with me? I never get wet. Impossible. Respected friends, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, every moment. One piece of a kajur, a person gave to the fasting person, he secured it. The whole thawab of that fasting person, he got it. And without the fasting person's reward decreasing. Only you see mercy and mercy and mercy. One faraz namaz in Ramadan, 70 times the thawab of the faraz namaz out of Allah. 70 times. Allah, how magnificent is Allah. How much He wants to give. Respected friends. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves every ooh and ah, every choo and chira, every difficulty that you and I are going through every day of Ramadan. So some days in Ramadan you wake up, you have good spirits. Or, you know, any time that food, you know, it, whatever the wife made, that thing is still, you know, keeping you going. But some mornings you wake up and that thing is all gone down. And you wake up with an empty feeling. Especially after the qaylula, after zuhr. And then that feeling will tell you, waiting for iftar, that emptiness, you're cranky now. Anybody must say the wrong thing, you're going to let him have it. Even the workers, with the boss is fasting. Respected friends, it mustn't be like that. It must be, hey, fasting month is coming. This is the time when boss is in his top mood, man. And he gives us left, right, and center bonuses upon bonus. And now free this and free food and free chow. And even the non-Muslims should be excited. Hey, the month of Ramadan is coming. Not weary and scared. Allah Ta'ala make us such that we have that love for this Mubarak month. Like how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, how they loved and appreciated this month. This month is a multiplier. I shouldn't be using this example, but the small children, they know this very well. And they play the games, the racing game, and the boxing game, whatever. And then they go on to the special patch and magnified. The power is increased, the health, everything came right. And the speed of the car increased. Turbo. Allah forgive us. The children in the time of Sahaba, they were busy practicing how to get ready for jihad. When to face the enemy. And when his friend is getting accepted for the jihad, he is crying, Ya Rasulullah, why not me? Put me to the test. Let me wrestle him. Sure, I'll put him down. Then you allow me also to go in jihad. Where the youngster is giving his life, he doesn't know he might die. But that was their mind frame. Allah Ta'ala make it such that first we, the parents, have that mind frame. Then inshallah, our children can also come onto that path. Respected friends, this month is that multiplier. Allah Ta'ala is multiplying. Allah Ta'ala is giving. It's just left for us to take. And we are taking. But don't you want to take even more? Once the eyes close, time is up. As the Muftisa was mentioning, somebody, I think, person fell asleep and he had a dream by the Qabristan. Qabristan, very nice, peaceful place to catch 40 winks. No noise there. All the sounds. Dunya people want to stay away from the Qabristan. They don't want to remember. Kale, I'll have to sleep here. Well, that is actually a very clever thing to do. The more we remind ourselves and make ourselves aware that tomorrow I'm going to be here and my bistara and my gilaf is going to be this soil, then the less you will worry about the happenings and what's going wrong in this dunya, etc. So, respected friends, the eyes fall and the person is sleeping and he sees in a dream. And just before that, he had did some Durud Sharif and some little, you know, three quls and small. And he just made it as a hadiah for all the people of the Qabristan. And then his eyes got his 40 wings. So one of the people of the Qabristan comes in his dream and tells him that, bhai, that little bit you did, you know, couple durud you read, little bit surahs. And me, I'm making khatam of the khatam here in the Qabristan. You know? How much Quran Sharif I'm reading. But to me, that little bit that you read and bestowed on us is way more beloved to me than all my Quran khatams. Why? Because my Quran khatams, I'm doing it, I'm enjoying, out of enjoying the proximity of Allah that I have passed away, and I still have the ability to read the Kalamullah, and I'm enjoying it. But I get not one dot of thawab for it. Not one dot of thawab for it I get. But you, whilst you're alive, that one durood sharif you're reading, one ayat of Quran you're reading, respected friends, we don't realize. We don't realize. Sometimes in Ramadan, we're reading Quran sharif. One para you read, two paras, are you tired? No. The third para you pushing it. You know, I have to close my Quran now. Can't manage more. I need a break. So now, in the break, what we'll do? Out comes a cell phone. Hey, what Iran did now? Mawlana Ahmad Barak, Allah Ta'ala give him long life for the hafiyat, mashallah. This is by answer. We all enjoy, mashallah. It really brings our spirits up. But he said it very nicely. What difference it makes to us, especially now in Ramadan, to know that one missile went here or it went there. The dushman, they are busy, inshallah, in the punishment of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala will use one to weaken the other one, and inshallah, wipe themselves out also. Allah Ta'ala, by Allah Ta'ala, there's no shortage. Make dua. Allah Ta'ala finish them up with one another. But this is not the time now to pull that phone. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, on the first day of Etekaf, the first evening, his advice to the people was, put that phone off. For the last thing, they just put that phone off. You might have some emergency, this, that, phone call. You can understand. But what Hazrat Mufti Sahab is trying to say, minimize that thing. Because we know, Hazrat Mufti Sahab says it also, this is one of the tools of Dajjal. You pull it out to send an important message, you forgot about the important message once you opened that thing. And you saw every other 100 messages, you saw them all, put the phone back in your pocket, hey, I forgot to send that message. This thing takes you out, make you forget, wastes your time. Mubarak time you got. We don't know who's going to see Ramadan again. Some people were here before Ramadan, they're gone. They didn't know they would be gone, but they are gone. Respected friends, we don't know when our number is going to be called up. We all on that, you know, dead man's row. When number one, number two, number three, the only difference is they know they've been given more or less their time and, you know, the hour and that. And you and I, we don't know. Maybe we're going shopping one day, we don't come back. Maybe we're going to the masjid one day, we don't come back. A person is passing away in the sajda of beautiful. Allah bless us, respect. Such a mot. When a person is in the sajda of salah, person is in the ruku of salah, and Allah Ta'ala appoints the angel of death to take his soul away. The wife is waiting for him, the food is getting hot on the stove. Iftar was the awana said. The man is having iftar by his Allah Ta'ala. So respected friends, those are the beautiful ways. But then we hear the sad stories of some people whose mot is taken in the sad, wretched, worst places. Allah Ta'ala save us. We don't know which way we're going. At the moment we're in the house of Allah, where we can be, where we don't know. So that is very important that we always are concerned. When a person is concerned, Allah Ta'ala will look after his concern. But when a person has that don't care attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is dangerous. So we must never become complacent. Allah's rahmat is always there. Allah's mercy is always there. Allah's love is there. But you and I have to be constantly tuning in towards that love, focusing towards that. And Allah Ta'ala will reward us beyond our understanding, respected friends. For every little difficulty that we are going through in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, so much we are getting rewarded. It's beloved to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Ta'ala didn't put Ramadan to make things hard for you. You know, how fortunate we are, we have this iman. And we have that understanding that the Mubarak month of Ramadan is here for Allah Ta'ala because Allah Ta'ala wants to bless us. He wants to give us. Like the father will tell his son, "Bhai, it's exam times now." And the father is sitting on the fellow's head. "Come on, study, man. Don't waste your time with the soccer. Don't play the computer games now. You got time for all these things afterwards. Now, pull up your socks. Do your best." So what do we say? From the outside, "Hey, a terrible father he got. Oh, fellow, he can't even eat properly. I keep telling him, 'Hey, come on, go learn, go study, do this.'" But in reality, the person who is in the know, he'll say, "No, but he is a very good father. He's concerned about his child's future. He wants the fellow to excel because he's got this opportunity, and if he fails, then he is going to sit and cry. So likewise, with effort, Allah Ta'ala's system is like that. In this dunya, Allah has made it. A person has to make some effort. A mechanic, he has to go, he has to sweat, he has to toil. But the fruits are great. The plumber, same story. The doctor, same story. Early in the morning, oh, do this. I met a non-Muslim person. You can even say a non-Muslim brother, you know. Because we are Bani Adam. Inshallah, who knows? Allah Ta'ala bless with Iman also. He came to deliver something. And he says, hey, you all fasting? I said, yeah, we fasting. Hey, but tell me, what you are putting yourself through this difficulty? God don't want you to suffer, man. Hey, God don't want you to suffer. So respect the friends. So much explanation has to be given to this person to put him in the picture and explain that you don't just look at it like that. But this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Do that little bit of difficulty you go through, and Allah wants to reward. Allah wants to give. It's a test, it's a trial. And the rewards are immense. A sahabi passes away as a shaheed. And a sahabi passes away a year later. And the one sahabi is seeing in a dream, the one who passed away a year later, hey, he got higher stages. So the sahabi sees the dream, Ya Rasulullah, what's going on here? Ya Rasulullah, you said that, you know, shahadat is such a great maut. One of the greatest ibadat. Allah Ta'ala forgives all the sins. But how the second person... how he got higher position? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the things he told him, didn't the second person witness one more month of Ramadan? Didn't the second person witness one more month of Ramadan? To respect the friends, this is what you and I have with us. We have so many hours left. So many hours left. What we can do in this Mubarak few days left, we can secure everything for ourselves. Because Allah Ta'ala is giving and giving. And Allah Ta'ala wants us to take and take. Then Allah Ta'ala make it such that when the time comes and our eyes close, then there is a smile on our face. Those around can be crying, but we are smiling and our Allah is smiling. Allah is happy to receive us and we are happy to go to Him. And it is definite, 100% is going to happen. So it's in our control, inshallah, to make the effort to make sure that it happens in a beautiful way. And not to be like the proverbial ostrich who digs his head in the sand and says, the lion can't see me. I can't see the lion, he can't see me. That is fooling ourselves. We are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make the best. Let us go in the best way. Respected friends, that one hadith I read in front, just to give the translation quickly and my time is up. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, but with two conditions, or rather, two descriptions to his fast, his iman, ihtisab. One is obviously with iman. He's believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get on non-Muslims today too, they are fasting. Why? No, Muslims are fasting, you have to give them support. They got the good intentions. Allah Ta'ala bless them with iman. Or some will say, no, for our health, we also want to benefit, help this, that. But it's not going to give him the rewards. No. Imanan is a shart, is a condition. That iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's everything. It's what Allah Ta'ala wants, the iman. And number two, ihtisaban. That when you're doing it also, do it with that feeling, that hope, that desire. My Allah, I'm fasting for you. Every morning we're making that niyat. Allah, for you I'm fasting. Allah, the fridge is full of food, but I am preventing myself. The water is right there. And that bottle in the fridge is glistening, you know, the droplets are forming around it. How beautiful that picture looks. But Ya Allah, I am not taking it. I am not. And Ya Allah, only for you. This is what Allah loves. We have that feeling within us that I am hoping for reward from Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, mashallah, that fast is accepted. And how well it's accepted? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. What more you want? All your sins are maaf. Then you're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a newborn baby. And Allah ta'ala gives that same promise for the Tarawih also. وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ. So he's standing in Tarawih also. It mustn't be, hey, this fella is stretching it now. The ruku is taking so long to come. know, when I was young, you know, somebody sent me an email on the computer, you know. Some people got nothing else to do, you know. And they sent a whole lot of what looked like road signs, but it was actually Tarawih signs. One had the long rakat ahead, beware. So some of us make our homework before Ramadan, by which masjid they're finishing first, you know. But unfortunately, we come out from that masjid that finished first, and then we're standing outside on the pavement, and the panchat jamaat is carrying on. What your wife made for iftar, and what's going to happen, come for seri, you know. Half an hour is going outside the masjid that nobody's worried about. But the imam sahab pulled 5 minutes more. More lambawish. So Allah Ta'ala grant us that we enjoy that kalam of Allah. Allah's Quran is not something small. This is our Allah speaking, respected friends. Just put us in that picture. It may be in the words and the voice of the Hafizah. But it's my Allah is speaking to me. Unfortunately, my, you know, shortcoming that I haven't learned the translation of these Mubarak words. I don't know what my Allah is saying, but my Allah is speaking to me. So, respected friends, with that frame of mind, imanan wa ihtisaban, Allah is going to reward me for standing and for making this extra sujood. And for what I want to get, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. So much Allah wants to forgive, my respected friends. What sin is going to be left? How beautiful we will go to Allah. Allah will be happy with us. My time is up. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Myself first, I the one speaking in front, not to say I am above. I have the most shortcomings and the most weaknesses. May Allah Ta'ala bless me first with that desire and that love and that desire for acceptance of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. And may Allah Ta'ala accept us all. And may Allah Ta'ala accept every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter where he may be. And may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for every ummati of ours. Some of our brothers and sisters going through a lot of difficulties. May Allah Ta'ala ease every difficulty and grant them with every type of ease and luxury of this dunya. Ameen, thumma ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. A few minutes will be given now for sunnah salah. Thereafter khutbah.